with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Join me now in studio for the new NBC show Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Actress Skylar Astin, welcome back, man.
What's going on, man? Good to be back.
Well, we're just catching up about your time in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Great town, great green chili. And you had a run there with Nick Nolte, who I really like. Nick Nolte.
Oh yeah,
he's cool. How was he to work with on a daily?
He's a legend. He's honestly, he was in that like old prospectory version of his career too, where he just loved telling old war stories.
I love guys like that.
Oh, it's amazing. And you're just sitting in a car with him doing a scene for 15 hours and just hearing everything about blue chips and, you know, all of his insane stories growing up.
He sounds like he gargles gravel.
He sure does. Or glass, either one.
Right. He really sounds like that, doesn't he? It's fantastic. First off, I saw the other day you were at WWE Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you're a big wrestling fan?
Oh, huge.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be at Mania this year in Tampa.
Yes, in Tampa. Very good. Were you in New York last year?
I was in New York last year.
So was I.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing you get there so early and that place just sold out?
Yeah,
Well, now, I grew up a huge wrestling fan, and now with my kids who are obsessed, I get to vicariously live through them. Have you remained a fan since a kid, or
no,
you became a fan recently?
I had like a time where I was trying to be cool and get girls and like, you know, be a normal person. And then I got right back into my nerddom. I think it was like, because I'm as old as WrestleMania for the most part. So it's like, you know, growing up, it was Hulk Hogan and then and Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man. And then when I was a teenager, it was Stone Cold and The Rock days. And then I kind of missed that like CM Punk, Batista time.
Yeah.
But then I got back into it when the network came out, WWE Network, because I wanted to watch the old documentaries about when I was a kid and what was going down with HBK and Shawn and Bret Hart and all that stuff. And then I was shooting a movie in Bulgaria and I had nothing to watch. I was like, I'll throw on a WrestleMania, see what's going on. And it was when Seth Rollins cashed in the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Yeah.
And I was totally hooked, man. By the way, for people who don't know the language I'm speaking right now, I'm talking about professional wrestling.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's good to hear, man. Yeah. It's fun.
I think also the lesson is the TV in Bulgaria, not very good.
No. You can't get Netflix, can't get Hulu,
Limited options, but it works out. Well, let's talk about your show.
Yes.
Congratulations, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I love the premise. For those not familiar, break it down.
Yeah, so Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist follows Zoe Clark, who's a computer coder in San Francisco, and she's getting an MRI during what she doesn't realize, an earthquake. So when they're playing the music for her MRI machine, it kind of glitches and her brain lights up, and when she wakes up, she has this unique ability where she can hear people's innermost thoughts and secrets through song.
Very, very clever. Whose idea was it originally?
It's Austin Winsberg. He's the creator, and it's actually his brainchild. And our show's very uplifting. Like, my character is her best friend and has a secret crush on her. So that's like my fun storyline, especially for the first half of the season.
That is fun.
But why he really made it was because his father actually passed away years ago from PSP, which is kind of like an ALS type disease where you lose motor function and cognitive function. So as a coping mechanism, he was like, I really like wish my dad could communicate with me. And what if he could sing to me or something? And he wrote this thing in mind. So it's kind of based off his own experience.
That's a cool story.
Yeah.
I imagine you do a lot of your own singing on the show.
I do all my own singing, Mario. Come on. You know this.
Well, you know, just making sure right here. Who else is in the cast with you?
We have Mary Steenburgen, Peter Gallagher, Jane Levy is the lead, Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls, Alex Newell from Glee, a bunch of new faces that you may not know yet, but you will, who are incredible as well. It's a really great ensemble.
That's cool. That is a cool cast. What are you listening to personally right now?
Ooh, dude, I had like a really fun summer where I went to Mykonos and there was a lot of Portuguese influence there.
Really?
And I really am into like the reggaeton syncopation.
Okay.
Black Coffee is like a DJ I've been listening to.
Yeah.
But of course I love classics. I went to an Elton John concert in Vancouver, which was really fun.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of a little bit of everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mix it up right
just like our show, all genres.
There you go. I'm with that too. My playlists are all over the place as well. And this is cool. You're also part of the Disney Plus film Secret Society of Second Board Royals.
Ain't that a mouthful?
Yeah. What's that one about?
Yeah, that one is about a bunch of princes and princesses. They're like age 14 to 16 in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they're just the second born princes, like Prince Harry, the slacker who wants to be king, or the alt girl, or, you know, the socialite. And it turns out that they have a special gene that gives them powers. They are not only princes and princesses, but they're actually the defenders of the the realm. And so I'm the teacher who's also a prince, who also has a superpower, who's kind of their mentor throughout the film and helps them.
Layers,
yeah, I'm like the Xavier. I'm the James McAvoy, like Xavier, who like navigates them through, you know, this time for them.
And this is based on a true story.
Oh yeah. Well, it's based on my story. Yeah. And Austin's too. That was also Austin's story.
Autobiographical. And you shoot Zoe's here in LA.
Uh-huh. No, we shoot it in Vancouver.
Oh, you shoot it in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
It's nice out there, though.
Very nice. Very pretty. Uh-huh. Rains a lot is my only note.
Right. But, so clearly you weren't there during the summer.
Summer is incredible there. Yeah. I was there for the very tail end and went on all the bike rides I could until it's off limits.
Right. Got it. And what about the Disney Plus show? Where did you shoot that at?
We shot that in Toronto. So I'm half Canadian now. I've been there for 9 months this year. So yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. Do they still have the bit? What's the Loonies, the Toonies?
Oh yeah. The Loonies, the Toonies. And their money is very pretty, I will say. They've got like beautiful looking money.
Yeah. The coin, big coins. They got like big dollar coins.
They got
right
like
there.
Purple bills and red bills and blue. And
it is. It's pretty money.
Yeah, exactly.
It is pretty. They mix it up. What about social media?
Are you
active on it?
I like to have fun. I like to have fun with it. I don't have much to say, so my Twitter's not the best, but Instagram, I like to have fun and just kind of treat it like very authentic to myself. And a lot of friends and my followers are like, yeah, you just seem, that's who you are. And I'm like, yeah, because, you know, I know some people that do it the other way, and it's just not, it's very.
You keep it real.
I think so.
Good for you. What's your handle?
At Skylar Aston. So if you spell my name right, you got to figure it out.
Nice.
But a lot of people spell it wrong. So it's Skylar, FYI.
Okay. And with as busy as you are professionally, what about personally? You got time to be social these days?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I was up in Vancouver, I was hanging out with my cast a lot. And I do have a really great like group, a good community out here. I've been out here since 2008. And all my buddies are the same guys that I came to Burbank with. And they're all like comedians or writers or cartoonists and just a bunch of good dudes that keep me. I'm never too big for them. So they keep me level. They keep me grounded for
Nobody special, though, at the moment.
Oh, no, not in that way, no.
Not in that way, no.
I'm single, man.
You got a big smile. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm the special one right now. I've fallen in love with myself, to be honest.
Not enough people do.
Yeah.
You got to take time for yourself right there. And this was cool. You were part of the original Broadway cast for Spring Awakening. I'm surprised that hasn't been made into a film yet.
That is a great idea, actually. You know, they had Michel Gondry when I was doing it on Broadway. He did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. He was supposed to direct it at one point, which I thought would have been amazing. And then I remember Mick G's company had it and Tom Hanks's company had it. I think it's never too late. I just think they got to keep it really authentic to what we did.
I believe I saw you too.
Probably.
On the thing, because I saw the original run.
I can dig through Google and find a picture of you and I standing like in a big group next to each other.
Yeah,
and I had insane hair then, so I'm pretty unrecognizable.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How long did you do the run?
I did it from its inception. From the workshop phase, so on and off for like over 2 years.
Oh, wow.
The workshop phase, and then we went off Broadway, and then we extended off Broadway, then Broadway through the Tonys, through all that stuff.
It's kind of cool when you get to really, from the beginning of that journey, you know, there's so much hard work people don't really recognize.
It's a grind, man. Yeah. I mean, the most common misconception, while it is a lot of fun, and I know you've done Chorus Line and a bunch of stuff like that too, is like, you know, people are always like, God, it looks so much fun up there. It is. It must be. And you're like, sure, but also the job is to make it look fun.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just like doing anything like that. Eight shows a week. It's a lot.
It's a grind.
Full energy, full voice.
Yes.
You know, think about all the daily manifestations you have over the course of a year. You will have that and still have to do your show later tonight.
That's
so
you got to watch the boy. You're exactly
100%.
Right. And where are you from originally again? Scott?
I am from Rockland County, New York, just like 45 minutes north of the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I imagine a world of difference, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%. And my whole family's still there. My dad still commutes every day to New York City, like in the garment industry.
Huh.
Yeah, they're G's. I love my family so much. We're super close.
There's no accent in Rockland County?
Oh,
you told me you're from Valley.
Oh, buddy, I'm doing a great job. If you had my mother here, though, it'd be over.
Really?
Yo, she is like... she said, Barry, did you hear he's with Mario Lopez right now?
I love that.
You know, I love him, though. I love everything he does.
Well, please give my mom, or your mom, my best.
I will.
My mom, too, if you're here.
Please, same. You give your mom my best.
I love that accent, though. That's great, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It's as Brooklyn as it gets.
Yeah, I love it. But is L.A. home, or are you still
L.A.
East
is home now. I've been here for 12 years, you know, filming everywhere else, of course.
Sure.
But
ironically,
home base is here. And the goal is, even though I do consider myself bi-coastal now, the goal is within the next few years to actually own a property on each coast and let my family stay there when I'm there and rent it out. And,
there you go.
Yeah, I got goals, man.
How'd you like the transition out here at LA? Very different.
Yeah, well, I used to always like tell my New York friends that, you know, it's a quote unquote a necessary evil. And I would kind of downplay it like, yeah, it's traffic sucks, but, you know, you got to be here because it's where the things are.
Right.
And then I turned a corner about 6 or 7 years ago. I'm like, you know what, man? It's nice.
When it's February and it's 75,
yep.
Kind of hard to beat, right?
Dude, absolutely. And you take it for granted a little bit. And yeah. Everyone's like, yeah, but don't you miss the seasons? Well, I film in Toronto. I go visit my family in New York. Like, I'm
leaves fall here.
Yeah, right. Leaves fall here. Yeah.
It's kind of all over my porch
just,
right now.
Yeah, it's just because there's dry from no rain, yeah, but
exactly.
They fall.
Exactly.
No, I love teasing my East Coast friends too. It's so nice. It's hard to wake up in a bad mood when it's sunny every day.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you can put your top down and whatever you're doing. I mean, there's certain things you kind of have to do in California, right. and enjoy the weather is definitely one of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions,
okay.
Quick answers.
Please.
Song currently stuck in your head.
I Got the Music in Me from Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist because I've been hearing it all morning.
There you go.
Movie you can quote the most.
It's probably something 90s, maybe like Cool Runnings or something like that. Sokka, you dead? Yeah, man.
Random. All right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oof. Dude, I was about to say Tiffany Amber Thiessen, to be completely honest with you. That's Kelly Kapowski, man.
That's good taste.
Who else? There had to be somebody else that I was freaking out about. Let's just go with her. She's good.
That's a solid choice.
Yeah.
All-time favorite wrestler?
Shawn Michaels.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Why Shawn Michaels?
Because when I was watching, I was worked by the whole thing. I thought he was the best. I watched him kick Marty Jannetty through the barbershop window live. I was about all of 6 years old. I could not believe my eyes. It was kind of when I was believing wrestling was somewhat real and not rehearsed. And he just had that attitude. And I think it's one of those situations where, you know, girls wanted him and guys wanted to be him. And yeah. I was one of those guys. I was just like wanted to be. I mean, my I won't say my email online, but my first screen name ever was Heartbreak Kid 15. You could go figure.
I love it. I can appreciate it. It's funny because you said when you were 6 years old, I have a 6 year old right now. And when you're, Daddy, I can't believe he hit him with the chair.
Yes.
He's going to be, I go, yeah, he's going to be bad shit. Oh my God.
Who are his favorites right now?
He loves.
Well, he thinks he's friends with
Roman.
He thinks he's friends with the Rock. He loves Roman Reigns.
Of course.
Loves Roman Reigns. He loves Bray Wyatt, the Fiend.
So good.
Because he wants to be the Fiend for Halloween. So my kids are a day, you'll appreciate this. They're a day apart in their birthdays, right?
Okay.
And I do the combo birthday parties and we always have a theme. This year they want to do a WWE SmackDown theme.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, great idea. How do I execute? She goes, can you invite and have Roman? Yeah, oh, let me work on that.
Yeah, let me just invite the wrestlers
cruising around right there.
Yeah. I take them all the Miz.
right.
One of the more LA based people.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Hey, man, come back and visit. Congrats on everything.
I would love to. Have me back whenever I'm here.
Excellent. Excellent. Meanwhile, check out Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist Sundays on NBC. Thanks for stopping by, Stan.
My pleasure.
On with Mario Lopez.